Good Shepherd Sermon for Sunday, December 22nd, 2013, Pastor Paul Tolberg. Good Shepherd Lutheran Church and School is located in Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin, in the United States. Our mission is simple and bold. We seek to grow in faith and knowledge of our Savior Jesus. We want to make Him known to others so that they too may share the joys that Jesus has won for them. Here's Pastor.
God's word for meditation is taken from way back in Isaiah. Just the parts that are highlighted on page 8 in your worship folders. The Lord said, "Be careful, keep calm, don't be afraid, do not lose heart. If you do not stand firm in your faith, you will not stand at all. The Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son and will call him Emmanuel." May the words of my mouth and the thoughts of our hearts be pleasing and acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our defender. Amen. Now up here I have a little children's devotion, and I'd like to invite the children to come up here for that brief children's devotion because it deals with exactly what God's talking about here. It's right in here. How you doing this morning, honey? Doing good? Morning. Morning. Want to sit over here? There you go. There's another one coming. There he comes. There he goes. There you go. All right. Today I'm going to teach the grown-ups a big word. Okay, I'm going to teach them a big word. Are you ready? I'm going to teach them the word Emmanuel. Can you say Emmanuel? Emmanuel. Can you say Emmanuel? Emmanuel. Emmanuel. And that big word I'm going to teach them means God with us. Can you say that? God with us. Now, when I was your age, I didn't know what that meant. I thought it was just his name. But are you ready for that? I have something in here. What is that? It's Play-Doh. That's the name of it, right? But what's really cool, are you ready? Yeah, you have this at your house. Did you get some of that for a birthday present or something? Isn't that nice? Yeah, you have dough, Play-Doh? Okay. This is really cool. The name is Play-Doh, but it also, guess what? It tells you what to do. Play with the dough. That's why I like it. The name is the same thing as telling you what to do with it. I get to play with it. You do. Well, guess what? I have a great surprise for you then. Because in here, you're going to be able to have some. This is called Play-Doh, and I want you to remember, it's really hard to remember, God's name Emmanuel means, what was that again? God with us. God with us. And it's like the word Play-Doh. His name tells us exactly what you and I are supposed to be doing with God. Emmanuel, God with us. We're supposed to be with God, like I'm with you, like you're right now with me. And God says, I am with you. Well, think about this. If God is with you, what did God do in the beginning? In the beginning, God created heavens and the earth. We still haven't counted the number of stars that he's created. That was way back in the creation. They're still finding animals under the sea that God created way back then, and we haven't even counted all the plants that he's made. Huge. God is really powerful. And God really loves you. And so what happens is, this is all that's tucked up in the name Emmanuel. So I'm going to give you a Play-Doh. And I could give you one. I'm going to give you two. Because I want you to go up to a friend. Maybe the friend doesn't know who Jesus is. Maybe your friend doesn't go to church very often. Maybe he just doesn't think much about Jesus. And so when you can invite him over to play, you can say, you know, I want you to have this as a gift. It's from me to you. And Pastor says it's called Play-Doh. And he'll say, well, of course it's called Play-Doh. It's right there. And then you can say, well, it tells me what to do with this on the inside.
Our cousins might want
that. Yeah, they might want that, yeah. And so then you can give one to them. And then when you give it to them, this is important. When you give it to them, I want you to tell them, Emmanuel. Okay, so what happens is when you give it to them, you can say, this reminds me of God's name, Emmanuel. Can you say Emmanuel? Oh, you got that down pat. All right, let's first of all have a little prayer. Dear Jesus, please help us to remember that you are with us. And that name means everything. You took away our sins. You came back to life again. And you're going to bring us home to heaven. Thank you for being with us. Amen. And now you may each have two. One for yourself and one for a friend. But I'm going to ask you to do something. Ready? Don't play with this in church, okay? Okay? Thank you. There you go. There you go. Yeah, got two. Here's one for you. Here's another one, honey. Here's another one. You got two. There you go. There you go. Now I know the sermon. I could just say amen, but they need time to cool down a little bit. God with us. That's what we're looking at today. God with us. That's what the name means. I hope that this gets burned into your brain sometime before you die, hopefully today if it's not already. What does it mean, God with us? When you use the name Emmanuel, when you're talking to God, remember what I just told the children. God. The mighty God. So if you're afraid of something, think of that for a second. The mighty God is with us. Sometimes you're not afraid of things around you. Maybe you're full of courage. Maybe you're afraid of something on the inside. Maybe you're afraid of, maybe the guilt from that sin you did a while back, or how you've been treating people lately, or maybe you were thinking back when you were a teenager and how disrespectful you were to your mom and dad. Man, and maybe that's bothering you now. And maybe you think, well, God isn't, boy, if he keeps a record, my goodness, I'm going to be in big trouble. No. Remember the name, God with us, Emmanuel. He is with us. I can't tell you how often I've run into Christians who find themselves in a hospital bed and their world is spinning all around them. And I come into the room and they say, how come God is against me? And I spend the whole devotion on one word, Emmanuel. That's God's name. Jesus is Emmanuel, God with us, not against us, God with us. Not only that, he is with us. I'm not alone. You're not alone. When you go through life, you are not alone. In fact, the Lord says that sometimes he lets terrible things come into your life so that when he comforts you and strengthens you, you can comfort others with the strength and the comfort that you have received. So what is the strength and the comfort that you have received from the mighty God who is our Redeemer? Well, Jesus came. He kept his promise. His word is reliable. You can count on him. Not only did he come, he lived the perfect life that you and I can't live. In fact, if we're honest with ourselves, he lived the perfect life that you and I don't want to live. We actually enjoy sinning against God. That's a terrible thing. And God says, you know, you're in a heap of trouble unless I step in and rescue you. And so that's what he did. He promised to send his son. He sent his son. His son lived. He died. And then Jesus did the impossible. Because our God does the impossible. God speaks and things happen. In fact, when he prophesies about the coming Messiah, the prophets are sometimes using the past tense as if it's already happened. God controls all things. And this great God saw what terrible problem we were bringing on ourselves, so we sent his son who lived the perfect life for us
died an innocent death with our sins on him, and then did the impossible and came back to life. Why? Because he wants you and me to know God with us. Emmanuel. God with us. Think about that just for a second. God with us. What an awesome privilege we have of being brought into God's family, having this truth open up before us and seeing that even though we don't deserve a single drop of kindness, God is with us. When you use that name, oh, Satan is trembling. He wants to run away. Why? Because God is with us. The Apostle Paul, when he was all perplexed and troubled, he said, if God is with us, who can be against us? Neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the past, nor any power, neither height nor depth nor anything else, and all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. God with us. That's good news. And that's too good to keep to ourselves. That's the bottom line. That's why you and I are still here. Because there's part of God's plan is to make sure that this gets passed on to more and more people because he wants more and more people with him in heaven. And God knows all about the world. He knows it's all going down the tube. He knows that wickedness is increasing. He knows that violence is increasing. He knows that false teaching is increasing. And you know what he says? Do not worry. Do not be afraid. Emmanuel, God with us. Just a couple days, we're going to be celebrating that wonderful event when God kept his word, prophesied in the Garden of Eden, fulfilled when the Virgin Mary gave birth. What an incredible event. A good reminder that God is with us, as is this.
Thank you.
the God of peace, who is Emmanuel, bless and keep you. Amen.